Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Tanis Daf. Hey, Tanis 5. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara brings several conversations that Rabbi Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So another such version is as follows. That Gemara says, Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchak, have a yasui b'sudasa. Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yitzchak were sitting and having a meal. They were enjoying a meal together. According to Rashi, Rav Nachman was the guest at Rav Yitzchak's home. However, the Yavetz, Rav Yaakov Emden, says it's not logical. You have to be the opposite. That Rav Yitzchak, who came from Eretz Yisrael, was staying at the house of Rav Nachman, who was very rich. He was the son-in-law of the rich Galushla, and he was the Avbez. And it's not logical to assume that Rav Nachman was going to go to Rav Yitzchak's home. So normally, Rav Nachman or Rav Yitzchak, so Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, Lema Mar Milsei, why don't you say a word of Torah? It's consistent with what Rav Nachman is, the Baal Bayis. He's the head of the household. And he says to Rabbi Yitzchak, say a word of Torah. Amar Lei. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, I can't speak now. Why? Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan taught, Ein Masicha Masuda. You know how to have a conversation while you're having your meal. Because we know that there are two pipes in the throat. There is called the kana, the trachea, and the veshet, and the esophagus. And so, when a person is eating, he's easy to choke. And so, if he's going to be speaking, so shema yakdim kana veshet, because maybe he'll open the trachea, and the food which would have gone down the other pipe is going to go down the trachea. V'yavoli de sakana, and then I'll be in danger. So the commentaries point out, how is it possible that Rav Nachman didn't know this halacha, that Ein Masichin Masuda, that you're not allowed to talk when you're having your meal? And furthermore, Rabbi Yitzchak, who says Ein Masichin, he himself was speaking in the meal. He says, you're not allowed to speak when you speak. So he's speaking. And also, third of all, with this conversation where he says, Ein Masichin Masuda, you're not allowed to speak, Shema Yaktim Kana Ravesha, V'yavu Adei Sakana, maybe you'll put the trachea before the esophagus and you're going to be in danger. There's actually more words than what he said after the meal, because he continued to eat, and then after the meal he said just four words. When he said "Give me a dvar Torah," those four words we'll see in a moment were Yaakov Avinu Lameis, that Jacob our forefather never died. So therefore, how do we understand this Gemara? So the Iyun Yaakov explains that Rav Nachman thought that if he was going to say words of Torah, the Torah is going to protect him, and you don't have to be concerned about a danger. And even a sikh of Torah scholars needs explanation. And so it's like a words of Torah. So Rav Nachman thought he was protected, and he didn't have to worry about having a conversation during a meal. And about that, Rav Yitzchak responds, that's what Rav Yochanan said. Meaning to say, Rav Yochanan says that even though you're allowed to speak words of Torah during a meal, but sicha, but conversation of divrei Torah, even from a Torah scholar, since there is amongst them sometimes words that are not directly Torah, you have to be concerned about it. It's dangerous. However, you say divrei Torah, if you say dvar Torah, then it's not a sicha, then it's not a conversation, and then you don't have to be concerned because the Torah is going to protect. And so therefore, he just said this din as a dvar halacha. He said it as just a special law, and not the teaching of Yaakov Avinu will mace, because the idea that Yaakov Avinu didn't die, that's not a halacha. That's a drasha. So he said a specific halacha, but he left out the conversational piece to later. And all this is specifically in the middle of while you're eating. But between the food, between the courses, then there's no concern about speaking. And just the opposite. Then the Mishnah Berurah says it's a mitzvah to speak at the meal, because we have another Mishnah in Pirkei Avos which says Shlosha Shachol al Shochanecha. Three people are sitting at one meal, and if they don't say Divrei Torah, then it's considered like they're eating from Zivchei Meisim. It's considered like they're eating from the offerings of the dead, meaning to say you have to speak Torah at a meal. And so therefore, that's how we understand this very cryptic piece. And so after they finished the meal, buzzer disowed, after they finished the meal, and Rabbi Yitzchak was able now to speak, like Rabbi Nachman said, Amar Lei. So Rabbi Yitzchak said to Rabbi Nachman, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that this is what Rabbi Yochanan's taught, Yaakov Avinu Lomei, that Yaakov, our forefather, never died, but he lives forever. And Rashi says, the apostrophe of Rashi, the simple explanation of Rashi, is that he didn't die at all. And indeed, that's what it seems to be. From it says, "Vayigvav ve'asef alamav." It says that Jacob was gathered up and brought to his people. And it never says Vayamos. It never says he died, like it says by Abraham and Isaac. That's what Rashi points out. And even though that Yaakov himself mentioned death, because Jacob says, Hinei Anochi Meis, behold, I'm about to die, it's possible that he didn't know himself that he wasn't going to die. Or maybe he knew, but he didn't want to give too much honor to his name. So Rashi says that he never died. And there are a lot of different explanations about this. What does it mean he didn't die? So some say that the soul of Jacob is always being merachefes, is always floating over his body because he's so holy, that he was on such a holy level that his soul is always floating above. And another explanation is that there's no defects in his descendants, because Avram and Yitzhak, some of their children went bad. But not everybody was able to be considered the Zerah Chaim. But with Yaakov, his children, he had a mita shlema. So he had a full bed. All of his children were good, and so therefore he's considered like he didn't die. Another explanation is Jacob didn't die in Egypt, but he died in the land of Israel. So that's another explanation. And another explanation is that he did die, but he didn't die like the other people. Because they're going to get up for Tchiyas HaBeis, and they're all going to be resurrected at the time of the resurrection of the dead. But Jacob is going to get up before that, and so therefore it's like he never died. And a final explanation that we'll share is that the intent is to say that even after his death, he appreciates the honor that is done for him in his death, because Mace dead is like a sign of somebody who doesn't feel anything, who's not sensitive. So Jacob, even after he's dead, is able to feel the honor that is bestowed upon him and upon his descendants.